Hexed. Chapter 29, The Lord's Cipher. Caliban. Though the hall of Desemiel was large, it was still close confines for a firefight, and the erupting battle soon fell to hand-to-hand combat between those loyal to Luther and those who had been of mind with slain Belath. Chainsaw teeth screeched across ceramite armor, and sharp combat knives glittered in the lamplight of the hall. Armoured gauntlets crashed against warplate and flesh. The shouts of both sides were deafening. For those on the balconies, it was impossible to tell friend from foe, and the brief fusillade from above ceased. Luther looked on in horror from the head table, Lord Cipher beside him with plasma pistol and power sword at the ready. Asmodeus crossed blades with Griffane, the famed spear cast slashing his sword repeatedly at the librarian, each blow deflected by a shimmering wall of psychic energy. The Psyker offered little attack in return, all his might concentrated on protecting himself against the blistering assault. Zahariel entered the fray with pistol in one hand and his force sword in the other, psychic power pulsing along the length. He noticed absent-mindedly that his blade had a jade glow where once it had shimmered with azure force. His Mistai followed in his wake, Tandarian and Vasago armed with scepter-like maces that burned with psychic energy. Carthaeus with a gold-shimmering morning star, and Azradale bearing a long bastard sword. The power of Caliban swirled around Zahariel, drawn to those whose thoughts were disloyal to the world of their birth. To the master of the Mistai, the signal was as clear as if they had painted their armour bright orange, the defiant dark angels gleaming in his second sight. He drove the point of his blade into the side of the closest dissident, a flare of psychic power parting the ceramite plate, protecting fused ribs within. Bone shattered as though hit by an explosive bolt, allowing the warp-infused tip to slide effortlessly into lung and secondary heart. Gasping, the space marine tried to turn, but was clubbed down by the bolter of a former brother, the back of his head broken to a bloody mush by repeated blows. Coming face to face with the other space marine, Zahariel exchanged a look of solidarity in the moment before they turned away.
Master!
Tandarian's psychic warning came at the same moment as Zahariel shared his companion's premonition. At the head table, Luther was being ushered away from the fight by one of the rebel officers. Lord Cipher raised his plasma pistol. To any other, he was firing at those allied with Belath. In the next moment of the vision, the ball of plasma smashed into Zahariel's exposed back. Before the master of the Mistai could respond, Tandarian threw himself towards Lord Cipher, one hand raised as though to ward off the shot. His psychic shield had only started to materialize when the plasma bolt slashed into his face, erupting across his helm with white-hot fury. The Mistai's headless corpse fell to one knee and then pitched sideways, the cauterized remains of his neck smoking like the roasts that had been brought earlier to the feasting warriors. Though he had been expecting it, literally foreseen it, Zahariel was momentarily stunned by Lord Cipher's attack. Leaving him to die in Northwilds had been passive, an act of opportunism. Now the Guardian of the Order had revealed his full intent. Zahariel knew that the confrontation could no longer be avoided. The mayhem of the fighting gave him the chance to strike down his former ally, now most certainly revealed as a deadly rival. Realizing that his opportunity to slay the master of the Mistai had passed, Lord Cipher retreated, running towards one of the serfs' entrances. That was even better, Zahariel decided, provided he could get to Lord Cipher before he reached Sanctuary with Luther. The fighting had spilled across the hall and was moving beyond as singly and in pairs those that were opposed to Luther's statement of independence tried to escape into the rest of the Angelicaster, perhaps hoping to find fresh allies.
With me, Mistai!
Zahariel commanded, cutting the leg from beneath another space marine to break free of the melee. He raced after Lord Cipher, robes flapping against his armour. Beyond the hall was a short corridor that sloped downwards, ending in a steep stair. Zahariel almost toppled head first down the steps. He snatched at the metal rail bolted to the wall, his armored weight ripping it free from its mounting, but the steel strong enough to hold him for a second. The clatter of boots on stone echoed from below. Zahariel heard shouts of surprise and muted barks of command. As swift as he was able, he descended, the crunching footfalls of the others just behind. Three turns down, they reached a vault beneath the Hall of Desemiel, thick pillars of brick supporting the weight of the vast chamber above. Several attendants fled towards them, concern on their faces.
"Go!"
Zahariel ordered them, thrusting his sword towards the steps. They needed no further encouragement, and a few seconds later, their footsteps dwindled from hearing.
"I can sense you are still here,"
Zahariel called out, the shimmer of Lord Cypher's mind a few meters off to the right. His mist eye fanned out in that direction, the flickering light from their psychic weapons throwing dancing shadows across the terracotta floor.
"You sought this confrontation. Why postpone it any longer?"
A dark shape flew out of the shadows ahead, some distance from the soul signature Zahariel had sensed. A purplish flame licked along Lord Cypher's sword as he swept it down into the side of Carthaeus, cutting through bone and organs to the spine. The Mist Eye roared in pain as he collapsed, his Morning Star mace falling from his grasp. Lord Cypher continued his charge, smashing his shoulder into Azrael, the two of them crashing into a pillar. The Guardian of the Order spun away and was swallowed by the shadows. Zahariel threw out his thoughts, trying to find the psychic trail left by Lord Cypher, but found only darkness.
"Show yourselves!"
he snarled, flooding the vault with power from Caliban. The psychic twilight revealed several dozen short, hooded figures, their eyes pinpricks of scarlet power. They stood at the periphery, their attention fixed on the Mist-Eye.
"We are on the same side,"
Zahariel said, starting to walk towards the closest watcher in the dark, sword held out to one side, but ready to parry.
"We both serve Caliban."
"You do not."
The voice was Lord Cypher's, but he spoke as if the head of a chorus, a whisper of others behind it that did not echo in the vault.
"You serve Caliban's prisoner."
"No. The soul of Caliban is chained. It must be set free."
Zahariel hurled a sheet of flame in the direction of the voice, but the inferno gutted and died within a few meters.
"The Ouroboros is not Caliban's soul. It is an invader."
The world felt disjointed around Zahariel. He stumbled, although the floor was level, disorientated. The pillars seemed to soar up higher than the roof of the Angelicaster. The vault spread further than the horizon. Everything was slow, the motes of dust and ash falling from the bricks hung in suspension. But on the boundary of his senses, the world spun faster, days and nights rising and falling, each no more than a heartbeat long. He wanted to throw up. The energy of Caliban snatched at his arm, moving it without his volition. The ring of metal against crystal-studded metal was stark and sharp as his blade met the downswing of Lord Cypher's attack. Zahariel had been unaware of his approach, and now that he saw his foe, his mind reeled.
Where there had been an armor-clad warrior, there stood a man garbed in a robe of bark and leaves, a tree given human form. More than a tree, a whole forest, his hair its spilling canopy, his muscles powered by the strength of millions of deep roots.
"Back!"
The Master of the Mist-Eye unleashed his anger in an unfocused burst, a wave of pure energy exploding out from him.
The green man stood unbowed, flexing branch-like fingers.
"It is not too late,"
Lord Cypher told him.
The bearded man's lips moved with the words, but they came at Zahariel from a great distance.
"Renounce this false master and pledge yourself to the Order."
"It was not the cave that brought the first knight here, was it?"
Zahariel laughed, pulsing with energy from the world's heart.
"It was the Watchers. They needed a warden for their prison. The Order does not fight for Caliban. It fights for them."
"The Order is Caliban."
"We are not their slaves. Caliban, the Ouroboros, will free us. Free us from the Imperium, from fear of Horus. Free us from these off-world creatures that use us for their own means. It is you that serves the false masters.
I have been shown the truth. Your words have no power here. They have no power but that which we grant them.
Zahariel rose to his feet, banishing the vision of the green man, rendering Lord Cypher back to his mortal form. The guardian of the order hacked at the cocoon of energy that protected Zahariel, his swings growing weaker, more desperate.
You cannot attack me directly!
Zahariel ignored Lord Cypher and directed his words at the watchers in the dark.
You act through us, turning us into your shields and your swords, not I!
The Ouroboros thrashed against its bonds, beseeching Zahariel to set it free. The Angelicaster, all of Alderuk, shifted. A tremor only, nothing like the great quake that had sunk half of the Northwild's arcology.
You brought it here?
Terror was etched into every word that came from his masked foe. The unlegionary fear that had gripped Lord Cypher in the Northwilds was a palpable aura now, rising from his body like a heat shimmer. Zahariel felt Vasago joining his mind to his master's, fusing with the spirit of the Ouroboros, powering his thoughts with shared psychic potential.
Leave, he told the watchers. Leave, or I will unleash the Conqueror Worm, and it will devour us all. You are not welcome in Alderuk.
A moment passed, eternal and instant, and the vault returned to normal, lit by a few crimson glass lamps, made of stone and mortar, and nothing more. Cypher stood before Zahariel. Vasago and Azradale arrived behind the Guardian of the Order.
My lord, your watchers have abandoned you.
Zahariel stepped forward, an arm's length from his rival. The eyes behind the visor were filled with fear, not anger.
You have no sword.
As Zahariel said the words, the energy of Caliban snaked along Lord Cypher's blade, turning it to rust that fell to the floor.
Show me your face!
Tendrils of green power ripped the mask from the warrior's helm. Zahariel took a step back, surprised by his recognition of the face beneath it.
A secret well kept, he murmured. One that you need not keep much longer. On your knees!
Psychic power sighed through Lord Cypher's legs, shattering bone within the flesh. With a pained cry, he fell forward to all fours, head bowed before Zahariel.
You damn yourself and all of Caliban,
Lord Cypher whispered between pained grunts.
You know nothing of the price of chaos.
Make sure the body is not found. Zahariel told his Mistai as he turned away. Only the stones will remember him.